This audio will be sent out to members this weekend, so if you can state your name and lot number as you speak, that way those that listen in later can keep track.
Thank you, Daniel.
Are we going to have a roll call?
Sure. We can do that. Let's see. How's the best way to do that? There's 20 participants so far.
If it works better, I can take list of everyone who's joined and include that.
Yeah, that might work better than trying to have everyone unmute and go one by one. If you want to see who's on, expand out the participants, and it will list at least most everybody. There are some that have joined with just a number instead of a name.
So is a roll call request for all the members or just for the candidates? Because we might want to make sure all the candidates are here.
There, I do know Larry will not be here. He texted earlier and said that he would not be able to attend. But we could do that. We could do a roll call of the candidates. Let's do it in alphabetical order. And maybe I can get the... Give me just 2 seconds. Larry's absent. I do see Dell is on. Dell Clarkson. Tina Collins is on. Don Cox.
I'm here.
Perfect. Brent Fulmer.
I'm here.
Jerry Glover. And Kate Hoff.
I'm here.
Cindy Olson.
I'm here.
Kevin Poole.
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. All right.
We skipped Jackie.
You are absolutely correct. I did. Jackie Grant. And looks like a no. I don't see it on the list. Well, thank you everyone for joining. This will be the first time that I know of that a meet and greet has been done this way, so I'll try and muddle through it the best I can and see what we can come up with. Not sure how to start here. Open to suggestions. Maybe we could go through introductions one at a time for the candidates, and we can do alphabetical order. If there are any recommendations or suggestions, I am totally open to that. All right.
Is there a way to start with prayer?
I hadn't considered a prayer. Yes, sure. Would you like to do it?
That'd be fine.
Who's this?
This is Don Cox.
Thank you, Don. Go ahead.
Our dear and kind Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our heads before Thee in humility and respect to Thee, and we're grateful for these opportunities that we have to come down into this life and to learn the many things that one takes on their path back to Thee. And we ask that tonight that the very best of feelings will be there, that we might be able to tell of our concerns and how we can help to make it a better quorum, so that we can have the best activities out there at the ranch that's enjoyable to our families, Father. We're grateful to live in this part of Thy vineyard for the color that we have and the beauty that's around us. We ask that Thy Spirit might be with us this night, that people might be able to say what they feel in their minds and their heart. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Don. All right. There was a questionnaire sent out. I don't know if that was returned. You can either answer those questions or talk about something else, but maybe let's just take 2 or 3 minutes and go through the list for each candidate. Introduce yourself and spend a couple, 3 minutes. So the first, since Larry's gone, go ahead. Somebody's not on mute, so I'm getting a little feedback. Dale, would you like to start?
There. I'm trying to see if this is working.
Yep, we can hear you, Dale.
You are unmuted.
They just stopped.
Is it working now?
It is, yes.
Ask if I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Dale.
Shall I go ahead and introduce myself?
Okay. I love this.
Yeah, Mike says yes.
For the candidates to take 2 or 3 minutes and make a statement, and then we could be open for questions thereafter.
Yeah, that's the plan. You're the first one in line, Dale. You get to make the three. Give us 3 minutes.
Okay, let me say my name is Dale Clarkson. I have lot 164, and I've been very active at the ranch over the years. We created Deer Springs with 20 acres of land, 2 weeks in the cabins, other things at reasonable prices, and it has been very successful. Along this line, it gives me the background of many years knowing the corporation and the land. I gave the 2,000 acres to the corporation along with all the water, the equipment, the buildings. There seems to be a question at the present time on its leadership. I think our candidacy for directors is to properly give leadership to a corporation, not necessarily the HOA. HOA is here to deal with the ranch, but it's the corporation I think we need to look to as we select our directors for the future. And I've done certain things in the past. I want to continue to give time, money, and effort to complete the Deer Springs master plan that has been developed over the last 40 years. And so I'm curious of the candidates, which ones of them know what the goals of the corporation are, and how the corporation needs to function to accomplish those goals. So I'll be open for questions as we move along. Thank you.
All right. Next up is Tina Collins.
Hello, I'm Tina Collins, Lot 121. We bought our lot in 2018, and we live here full time. We hardly leave the ranch, actually, which is different from many of the other members. I'm running for the board to try and make the ranch great again. I don't know what else to say. I think everyone here is family. Everyone here at the ranch wants to be at the ranch on purpose. We all bought our lots on purpose because we love it here. So I think everyone is family. Might be a dysfunctional family at times, but we're family nonetheless. And I'm open for suggestions of how everyone wants the ranch ran, how we think things should be changed, what we need to bring back, what we need to get rid of. And that's me in a nutshell. What else? We ran a home remodeling business for 25 years, and we specialize in remodeling and construction. And so my goal is to try and remodel cabins. That's my forte. I know how to do construction stuff. And I was also a leasing agent at apartments, so I know how to schedule and deal with people. And I'm open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Don Cox?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Don Cox. We own lot 291. We've had that for over 30 years. Just recently, we had our 57th grandchild. We have 11 great-grandchildren. And I'm all about family values for our children and grandchildren to come out and to enjoy themselves and to have clean fun and enjoy the beauty that we enjoy. By trade, we have several businesses, but my main thing is I'm a general contractor, have been for almost 50 years. And anyway, I can bring a lot of business sense to it. As I was reading the annual report, I'm a little concerned that our rentals are down, and there's got to be a way to promote that to develop a little bit more cash flow. There was a few things I saw, but I'm a type of guy that's a hands-on. When we have our meetings in that, we can discuss and go through different things in that. And I'm pro Deer Springs. I want everybody to get along and protect our values out there. So a vote for me will keep us going still. And that's it.
Thank you, Don. Brent Fulmer.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, I've lived here at Deer Springs for 21 years full time. It's over 7,500 days for anybody who's interested. I volunteer my time around the ranch, spending probably more than 300 or 400 hours a year just working for the ranch, uncompensated. And I like the way the ranch is right now. I am not opposed to managed growth, but I do not believe in unfettered growth of the ranch just simply to increase funding. And I think I look at the ranch as a family, and I don't really consider it as much of a corporation as Mr. Clarkson does. And so I look at it like we all should join in together and try to get the things done that we need to do. Any questions?
Thank you, Brent. We'll get to questions at the end. Jerry Glover.
This is Karen Fry on lot 13, and Jerry Glover is he is on, but his microphone is not working, and so he's trying to get into Wi-Fi. He's at a spot right now. He can't get Wi-Fi, so maybe pass him up, and he'll be at the end, hopefully.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll come back to that.
Thank you.
Jackie Grant. Okay. Let's move on to Kate Hoff.
Thanks, Mike. So I think I waxed a little too poetic on my bio that was sent out to everybody. So I don't know that I need to speak too long because I've already kind of exhausted my time there. But so if you really want to know about me, go read my bio. It went pretty long. What I did want to do, one of my key goals is try and provide a little bit more visibility to what's going on at the ranch and what's being done by the association for the members. And one area that I think, at least I don't have a lot of visibility to, maybe there's something that I don't know, and I readily admit that I've only been a lot owner for a year and a half now. I do try and participate in all the meetings and familiar with the website and the data that's there, but if maybe I don't know this exists. But I really don't have a good grasp of when projects on roads, et cetera, are being done. I mean, I knew about the cabins and things along those lines, but it seems like there's a lot of things that are being asked for by the members from the association, and those don't get documented, or it gets kind of pushed down the road. So I think we need to kind of document projects and things that need to be done around the ranch, and then it should be easier to coordinate with members to help get members to participate with those, as well as coordinate our contracted employees, et cetera, and kind of keep them on task and be as productive as possible. So kind of to that end, I want to share something real quick that I just started working on. And even if I'm not on the board, if the future board decides it's valuable, it's something I'd be glad to continue to work on and share. But I want to kind of share this real quick, and I'll be fast. So let me know when it pops up. I'll have to share. There we go. So I started going on Google Earth and mapping out some of the roads and measuring how long the roads were and dividing them into half-mile sections. The purpose behind doing this would be to be able to have members report an issue or a problem with the road, and or for the board to be able to plan projects on certain sections of the road and be able to tell members, hey, we're going to work on this half-mile section or these mile section, or this is what we need. So I went into Google Maps, and I'm just measuring things with Google Maps. I haven't been out driving around measuring roads and stuff that way, but on Google Maps, I've kind of laid out waypoints. So if you notice here, Quarter Horse Lane, we've got 0.83 miles on Quarter House. That's one of the first roads down here, and so that can be divided into kind of three sections and just kind of working through all of the roads. And then tied to that, I put a spreadsheet together. Let me show that real quick, and then I'll quit. But so stop sharing. Let's show you the spreadsheet. So just kind of put a spreadsheet together that lists the roads. We can start to document projects, have a target completion, actual completion, and then maybe keep track of when it was last graded, when it last had gravel. Are people removing snow on it? And I've been capturing total miles. And we can capture other things along those, but, again, just having lists or ways to track the projects and areas that need help Obviously, we're not going to be able to get to everything in a single year or multiple years, but knowing when things are coming up and where members might be able to help, I think would be valuable. So anyway, that would be one of the things I'd do if I was on the board, is try and get the projects for both the water and the roads documented and visible a little bit more to members. So thanks for your time, and I'll be glad to hear your questions at the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Kate.
I can share
and let's see. Cindy's next. Cindy Olson.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Cindy Olson. I'm the sitting president of the DSRA board. My husband and I, Roger, and I own Lot 17. We've been members of the ranch for 5 years now. When I was brought onto the board, I can't say that I had anything particularly, you know, I didn't have any big concerns about the way the board was running. I think over the years, they've been fairly honest. As far as I know, we don't have any kind of board members absconding with funds or any of the big uglies. So my aim at that time and still was to increase the efficiency of operations at the ranch, to increase the effectiveness of the board, the transparency that was on the board, the organization of how things get done on the ranch, and the accountability, as well as just some things making sense. To that end, I have worked on the work camper program, which is still in development but coming along. And we have new work campers showing up tomorrow, by the way. I've also worked on, with the current board, a system of work orders. So kind of in keeping with what Kate is talking about, this would be a way for people to report issues on the ranch that they want the board or the property manager to address and to deal with. And that increases our accountability and our organization by documenting what needs to be done, how it's going to get done, how it's going to get funded, and when it's done. And then reporting back to the members when that happens. So that also increases transparency. One of the things that happened last year was we kind of did a reorganization of the board, because at the time there were, you know, the president, the vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And then the other positions were just kind of nebulous, and everybody had some duties to do, but it was felt that we really needed some structure, that there were some areas that just weren't being paid attention to. And I'm not sure that's done yet, because I still feel like the director of membership position needs to be developed some more. But it feels and seems to me that the board has been able to take some more definitive actions than in the past, a little quicker because of this reorganization. And a great example is Bart's hard work on the water rights and the water system issues that we've had. There were some things that just didn't make sense to me that the board was doing. For example, having the meet and greet in September at the annual meeting after most people had already voted just didn't make sense to me. Therefore, I suggested we do this a little bit early so people have time to consider once they've had a chance to talk to each candidate and had a chance to consider, take a look at the ranch, look at what people say, and then make a much more informed vote. So that's about all I've got to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cindy. Kevin Poole.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Poole, Lot 64. We purchased our lot in February of 2021, and we have been full-time on the ranch since September of 2021. I've served two terms as a work camper. I think the first one was like 5 months, second round of 6 months. So I have pretty much close to a year of boots on the ground working with Kurt and with Cindy and with the cabins. We did the remodel on Cabin 10. Been quite active in the community out here. I absolutely love Deer Springs Ranch. I have a history of business. I've been in business basically since I was 18 years old. I've also have a history of working in the petrochemical industry as a superintendent. I've worked in both nonprofit and profit boards, corporate boards. I have a lot of experience dealing with employees as well as volunteers. When I look at the situations out here on the ranch, the most glaring defect is obviously budget. The second most glaring and obvious defect is equipment. If you don't have the money and you don't have the equipment, not a lot is going to get accomplished. And I love Cade's map that he's been working on. My ideas are very similar to Cade's in that getting the input of all of the different lot owners in their areas are the fastest way to identify, prioritize, and develop a comprehensive plan for road repair on this ranch. When it comes to areas of wildlife management, water management, those are completely out of my field. I'm clueless when it comes to those areas, so I don't have an opinion on them one way or the other than the recognition of their obvious importance. My biggest thing for this ranch is that this place is an absolute sanctuary for sanity. We live in a divided, chaotic society with finger pointing and blaming, and I can't even begin to explain all the different things that are disturbing to me, both mentally and emotionally out there. So when I think of developing Deer Springs Ranch into a Duck Creek, I find that idea appalling and repugnant. So when it comes to developing the ranch, I'm all for developing amenities that can be afforded to make our lives better. For those of us who have had the foresight and the finances to be able to be here and to participate in this, I think it's fantastic. I don't see developing a lot more properties and adding a lot more infrastructure problems on top of what we already have as any form of a solution to the situations that we have. Rather, I see partnering with the property owners because of the pride of ownership in this ranch. People want to do better. People want to make this place improve. People want to be involved. They want to be hands-on and dirty. For the people that want to do that, I see a board that needs to get down with these people, form comprehensive plans, execute the plan. And if there are financial assistance to be provided to people who are willing to go out of their way, use their time, effort, and equipment to improve roads and everything else, we need to get on that ball, you know, because I'll be real blunt and honest. Unless you're going to raise the fees about, oh, I don't know, at least 100 times higher than what they are, you're never going to fix all these roads. The best way to do that is to prioritize, partner, and plan, and then execute the plan. I'm a hands-on guy. You know, that's how I do things. It's a pleasure to be a part of this thing. I'm not going to make you any promises. I don't have all the answers, and I can't solve all the problems. I can only give suggestions. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. So, how are we going to do? Zoom, unfortunately, doesn't have a raise hand. I was looking for it, hoping that we had a way to logically go through a list of questions. I saw that there was questions put out in the chat. I don't know that we – that's a lot of questions really quick, Jeff, that I think we need to –
There should be a raise hands under reactions if you want to have them use that.
So say that again.
Under reactions, there is a raise hand if you want to use that.
There is.
Here, I'm raising my hand.
Let me get this. See, all I get is pin. So I must be doing something wrong.
Go to reactions. At the bottom, Michael.
Okay. Ah, got it. Okay. Great. So let's do that. Let's go through and if you have a question for a specific candidate or all candidates, Jeff, I'd love to have everybody answer all of your questions, but I don't know that that's a monopoly of the time. So let's try and at least, you know, ask one question at a time. And if it's directed at everybody or if it's directed at a specific person, let's go that route. Kurt Jacobson, you're up.
Yeah, actually, it's Dan Wirt here. We've just finished dinner at Kurt's house. It was great. And I have a question. I'll be brief. And this is directed to all of the candidates participating here. And what I want to ask each candidate for the response is a short paragraph regarding a short paragraph in Dale Clarkson's legal brief that everybody has seen. And I'd ask each candidate to respond to this, whether they support it or not. And it's, quote, "Do you support Dale Clarkson's proposal? It is proposed that a contract be entered in order to grant Deer Springs Ranch, LLC, a Utah limited liability company, the exclusive right to access, plan, and to carry out the mutually beneficial development of unused portions of the common areas or 2,000 acres reserved for that purpose, as well as to create and oversee construction of additional facilities, improvements, and activities intended to bring additional revenue to the ranch and more specifically to DSROA.
All right, I'm unsure how to handle this, and I'm open to suggestions, but we have a ballot measure out there currently for all members to weigh in on that brief and that proposal. Yes, it's important for each candidate, maybe to be familiar with that and understand the benefits and maybe the consequences of it.
All of the candidates have had ample opportunity to read that brief, and I have emailed several candidates giving them a heads up that I was going to ask this question. I don't think it's unfair now to ask the question. That brief has been out there for a long time, some time now.
It has. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and continue on with this. Let's just go through. I would like to just have a yes, no, or need more information response from everybody instead of a dissertation of whether they about the whole brief in general, because there's
right. I'm not asking for a dissertation. In fact, in my emails to most candidates, I said I would appreciate a definitive response, support or not support, although I concur that it would be reasonable to say I need more time.
Yep, time or information. So let's go through the list. And Dale, I will leave it completely up to you if you want to unmute. I'm sure you support it.
How do I unmute?
There you go. You got it. You did it, and we can hear you.
Yeah, my concern is that for years we have bypassed different things because we don't have the money. So the headquarters needs help badly, the roads, as we went through last year, and nothing's been done to speak of this year. I think there's a critical need in our water situation that everybody should be aware of. And so I see a demand immediately, or I think within months, of perhaps $100,000 on roads and water, and certainly a certain amount on headquarters. And so my concern is that we stop putting things off all over the period of time. No question, the brief is a brief. It needs a lot of conversation, but at least it's a starting point that people who have been at the ranch for 30 years and done nothing, it's time now that we take and make some decisions that can be enjoyed by the members this year. So that's my position on it.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. And Tina Collins?
I do not support it in the manner it was presented.
Thank you. Don Cox?
I need more information. I was never given anything to read about this.
Don, it is on the main website.
I never received that.
No, it's on the website. We've talked about it at the board meetings, and it was in the packet sent out last board meeting. So if you go to the regular DSROA website, Danielle, can you possibly put a link to that in the chat? If you can, so I don't have to get away from my screen.
I'm on phone anyway, but I've got everything printed out that's not in there.
No, you need to go to the main DSROA website, and there is a link. We could not, it was not economically feasible to print 65 pages and send that to 300 members.
There could have been a link to open it up. You had made reference that you had sent it to some of the candidates. I'm just saying I never received anything. I would need more information before I made a decision.
Perfect. Thank you. Brent Fulmer.
I do not support it as it's written right now. It's not a plan. I need to see a complete plan, and I need to see a complete contract. And so I do not support it as it is now written.
Thank you. Jerry Glover. And I still don't see Jackie Grant, but I'm going to call it out anyway. Kate Hoff.
So I do not support hiring a contracted company to manage the ranch, but I do agree with Dale that we need to have a master plan and develop that. So, but I think the board and the association can come up with a master plan without contracting that out. So I don't support contracting it out.
Thank you. Cindy Olson.
Personally, I do not support it. I especially do not support selling off our shared assets, the association assets. Now, that said, that is my personal opinion. As president and potential board member, I absolutely am willing to entertain it, review it, and listen to what the voice of the members, what they say, and then further consider it. So, but personally, I am not in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Kevin Poole?
Yeah, Kevin Poole, Lot 64. I do not support this plan or presentation that I read. A lot of sections of it seem to be woefully out of touch with what's going on currently on the ranch. It only had stated that three cabins have been remodeled. It's more like six of them. There was a thing about developing rentals for glamping and camping. That item was voted down last year at the annual meeting. There was just a whole lot of things in there that did not appear to be current, did not appear to be insightful to what's really happening at the moment. As far as turning over the opportunity to sell off the assets to a third party, I want to know, what does the third parties take in this? I didn't see anything. What percentages are we looking at? What is the cost to the ranch to do all of this, other than we're going to lose 2,000 acres of common property and we're going to put in what, shopping malls and apartment complex? I mean, what are we developing? Are we making Duck Creek Village? Because if we are, I cannot, will not, and there's no way I could support that. So thank you.
Okay. Kurt Jacobson, your hand's still up, so I don't know if that's needs to be.
Michael, this is Dan Word again. I have one follow-up, very brief question. And it relates to what Cindy just said, which is, we need to pay attention to the voice of the members. And so I want to avoid a situation where major changes and plans like this that Dale is suggesting are approved by the board, whatever the board is at that time, but the membership is not consulted. And so my final point here is that, and several people have brought this up, that the membership needs to be consulted, and it should not be just a board a decision for major, major changes like this. Thank you.
I think the current board did that in sending out the questionnaire, asking for feedback. So as a current board member and as what the current board did do, I'm hoping that they did satisfy that request, because I can only speak for me, but I do know that my other counterparts on the board are very sensitive to inclusion and having discussions, because we are all in this together.
I really appreciate that, but I've been around here for 30 plus years, and that is not how business has been conducted in the past, and it has caused enormous contention. So that pattern should not be repeated. Major changes like this need to be before the membership and not just decisions by the board.
I'm only going to say that the current board did follow through with those types of recommendations, did ask for input and feedback, and from what I'm hearing for the upcoming electees, they all would like the same thing that you're talking about, not necessarily rejecting things outright, but inclusion and being transparent. So I hope that continues, and I don't have the 30 years you do. I've got 5-6 years. And in the 5-6 years I've been here, while it's not always been, as open as I would like to see it, I haven't had some of the complaints that I've heard others about years past. Elizabeth Kruger.
Hi. I hope I'm not out of line by making just a quick comment. So we purchased our property, I think 2 years ago, and we have nothing on our land. It is very raw. But so as going back to, you know, having the members vote, my husband and I are completely, I guess, we don't really know what's going on a lot of the times. We try to listen in on board meetings, and it's very difficult to hear. You know, we live in Vegas, so coming up every month is a little difficult. So I would hope that most members are aware of things before they're voting on them. But I would definitely drive that point home, because I feel like a uneducated vote could be not good for the property and make a lot of people upset, because you know how that happens. People are like, well, I don't know what I was voting for. Or, I didn't know. I just did this, that, whatever. And it's like, you totally just screwed everyone. So in layman's terms, sorry. But so I would just drive that point home to members who aren't as involved, like me, us. We try. We have plans. We're poor.
You might be muted again. I don't know. It looks like you're talking.
Goodness gracious. It auto-muted me. Thank you very much. I rambled on for an eternity. thank you. Everybody does, you know, should try and be an educated vote. You know, unfortunately, it's their vote to squander or be educated. You know, and I hope that people do take the time to at least read the brief. And vote for the people, and you know, to be honest, we have a pretty good turnout in this list of participants, way more than I expected. So I think that's good. Kevin Ballard.
So I just had a real general basic question, honestly. It doesn't have anything to do with it's a communication thing. I'm not on social media, and I honestly am not sure how I'm supposed to be receiving communication. I heard about this last minute, about 20 minutes into it, jumped in. And so I appreciate what you're doing. I just need to know how I can be better able to be prepared for such things.
Most everything is done in email. So making sure your email is up to date and checking your email regularly.
Okay.
I believe that, Danielle, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have my ballot packet in front of me, but was this meet and greet in the general ballot meeting announcement that went out?
Yes. We included the PDF as well as a link to the website. Sorry, my dog. Yeah. If you're not getting emails from us, we might not have your email on file. Email dsroa@beerspringsranch.org to give us your email.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Kevin, it's a fair point. You know, that a lot of this has gone digital, strictly from a financial aspect. You know, it costs a lot of money to lick a lot of envelopes and put a lot of stamps on and send stuff out. And sometimes that stuff just goes to a P.O. box that has never been seen either. So it goes both ways, that, you know, the digital and the actual physical mail sometimes gets lost.
I'm definitely not opposed to it. I think it may be my wife's email. It may be something else. I don't know. But I do appreciate what you're doing. I wasn't complaining. I'm just trying to get it in the loop. So thank you.
No, totally understand. Totally understand. All right.
I I do like some of the questions that were posted on the chat part. And so some of those questions have not been answered. I think the candidates, the candidates that are running are very new. I have a history of about 40 years, 35 years that I've gone to Deer Springs, and I've gotten stuck twice. So, of course, roads are a very big issue with me. So my question is, I would like the individuals running, if they could just describe their experience at the ranch so far, with only being members a year or 2 years.
Okay. Dale, you're first up. I know that you've been around much longer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My concern is that we need to do more. I might say I'm unhappy that this has turned out to be a discussion of the brief rather than what the individuals intend to do. The brief is a suggestion to be considered and worked on during the months ahead. The leadership under that company, Deer Springs Ranch LLC, is made up of the past presidents of DSROA over the last 40 years. The leadership under that has been, in the last 40 years, it's kind of the same thing that would be in the future. The funny stories about making a shopping center or other foolishness is certainly not acceptable to us. And so I've already established my goals for Deer Springs Ranch and followed through on those for 40 years. I don't really intend to change. The same leadership will be on in the future if I'm on the board, and these funny stories about newcomers wanting to change things is not a part of it. So I think there's things we need to change, and I think we need to have money for our correspondence and other things. So when you say we don't need any money, that's crippling Deer Springs at the present time. I'd like to see that changed. And I set up assets to accomplish that many years ago. And I think it'll happen in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. And we'll end the discussion about the brief there. You get the last word on it. And we'll focus back on the question that was at hand. Tina, Lynette, your question, please summarize it again for me. It was experience. What are your experiences for the...
What have you experienced at the ranch? That's one of the questions that were posted over here on the chat. I wish we could stay with those questions.
Well, you asked one question, and that one question is what we're going to do. We'll do one question. I didn't think it was fair for Jeff to throw 20 questions out and go through just Jeff's questions. So let's do one question at a time, and that one question is great. Let's start there. Tina?
We've lived here for 5 years, and we just learned when and when we are not supposed to drive on the roads. There's certain times of the day that you just should not be out on the roads. One, you'll get stuck. Two, you'll damage the roads and need to spend money to repair them. And three, there's no reason to not get your errands done while the roads are frozen or while it's dry. Our experience is a learning curve. You learn what to do and what not to do.
Thank you, Tina. Don Cox?
Well, I know we all help on these roads. And I'm not looking for a commercial endeavor here, but I'm saying we have resources to, like the rentals, okay? I don't know why they're down. I think that needs to be promoted a little better. And then I understand we lost our grazing, if I'm reading that annual report, the income that came off of that. And I think we need to get these things back and then apply that to our roads and that. It's going to take money to do these things. And it doesn't always have to be within. We can have gravel hauled in or whatever, but we got to have cash flow. And it looks like we're living right there with our budget, and I think we need to increase our income on that, and then maybe we can get some of these things done.
Thank you, Don. Brent Fulmer?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat my question for them? I don't think they heard it.
It's okay. I will be happy to. Describe your ranch experience.
Talking to me?
Yep. Go ahead, Brent.
All right. I've got 21 years of full-time living here at Deer Springs Ranch. I've worked on every road. I've been on, under, and inside working on every single cabin. I have worked on the headquarters electrical system. I have probably the best knowledge of anyone on the ranch of the water system, the headquarters water system, and the upper cabin water system, because my DNA is on every single piece of pipe from the 40,000-gallon tank down to the Scoot-N-Paw vault. And so I've been inside the pressure-reducing valve vault more times than I can count. And so I have an intimate knowledge of the ranch, and I've been there, and I know what's going on.
Thank you, Brent. Jerry Glover? Jackie Grant? Kate Hoff?
Thanks. So, Lynette, we've had a great experience out at the ranch. We love everybody that we've met out there. We do like to get around and see other people's lots, what they've done, what they've built at the ranch. We actually ended up buying two lots out there because we like it so much. And then I've helped sell two other lots and hope to have a lot more friends come out and join us if that opportunity arises, because we think it's great for our family. We think it's great for, I don't know, I can't compliment Dale enough on the vision for the ranch. Being able to bring families out. I actually like the running cattle. I know some people don't like them on their lots and their land and stuff that way, but I like to see the longhorns out there. I have driven all over the ranch in my truck. My truck's got the Southern Utah racing stripes to prove it, because it got scratches and whatever up and down the side of it, but been out on four-wheelers and traveled around the ranch. Obviously, I've only been out there for a year and a half, so I can't say that I know everything about the ranch, but that's one of the reasons that I want to get on the board, is I feel like being involved, I can learn more about the water rights and stuff that are out there, the roads, and hopefully I can help and organize things so there's a little bit better communication, et cetera, out there. So that's been my experience out the ranch. We just love coming out there. We don't have a permanent structure yet. We're other than a couple containers, but we do camp out there. We've probably been out 8 or 9 times this summer, and still have hopefully several more. So that's been my experience at the ranch. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabe. Cindy Olson.
Hi, thanks for your question, Lynette. My husband and I are full-time RVers. We live in our RV. We sold our house and most of our belongings to travel the country. When we saw Kanab and this part of the country, we absolutely fell in love and said, okay, we can stop now. We found the place we want to be. And we bought here because it's a place that we can park our RV and have an incredible view and peace and solitude. And what it turned into was the first year I went to the caretakers and I said, hey, can you use some help around here? I've got time. I can volunteer. And they said, no, we don't need any help. So the next year when Kurt was hired, I went to Kurt and I said, can you use some help around here? Well, that was a huge mistake because my time has become dominated by cleaning cabins and doing laundry. But the biggest awakening for me was seeing the response, seeing how the members treat each other when it really counts. And as an example, we had a member that had an accident today and was hurt and needed help. And wow, the response was immediate and people showed up and took care of this member. And it was like, of course we're going to do that. Of course we're going to drop everything and take care of somebody that needs help. And it just really felt wonderful to be a part of that kind of community. Hopefully I will never need that kind of help, but it's fabulous knowing that the people on this ranch have that kind of heart, that they're just going to drop everything and take care of each other when it really counts. So that's probably the most important experience that I've had on the ranch. Not necessarily today, but I've seen this over and over again. So thanks, Lynette.
Thanks, Cindy. Kevin Poole?
Yeah, Kevin Poole, 64 again. I don't have 20 years of experience on the ranch to draw from as far as weather and road conditions and things of those nature. I have two full winters out here. I think the biggest issue is common sense. You know, if you pick the muddiest day and the worst time of the day and the right after the worst rainfall and snowfall in 55 years and you want to go out and drive up and down the road to expect to get stuck and have problems. I mean, that's just kind of a recipe for disaster, you know. So driving when it's frozen, yeah, that's the smart maneuver there. It's at least you can drive on it when it's frozen. Sometimes you're not afforded that opportunity. Sometimes life happens in the middle of everything else and you're forced to make the January 5th 11 mile mudslide up Scudamaw Road that you would choose to forget if you could possibly do it, but that's just the way things happen. So you don't always get to do the thing you want to do. Sometimes you're forced into situations, so you just have to be able to cope with it when it comes. As far as my experience on the ranch, grew up in Houston, Texas. 3.5 million people standing on top of each other, mean and ugly, crowded and violent, smoking and polluted and the whole thing. So I moved to the Texas Hill Country to get away from Houston, Texas. Then the Hill Country became the golfer's paradise and the fisherman's paradise and the boater's paradise. And it was so overdeveloped that it priced everybody who used to live there right out the door, because your property taxes and everything else become completely uninhibitive to even be able to maintain a decent lifestyle there. When your $200,000 home is escalated to $700,000 and your property taxes quadruple and your income has not, because you've been there for 25 years, well, guess what? You get to sell and move. So we moved to Leverkin, Utah, and loved it in Leverkin and Hurricane until you took 10 minutes to cross the street and decided that we wanted to be in the country. So it began about a 6-month search for the right place to be. And we looked at everything from Enterprise to Canaryville to, oh, I don't even know all the places, but we did a lot of driving and a lot of researching, and we stumbled across Deer Springs Ranch off of an ad for a log cabin. Took a look at that and decided for the price of the cabin I could build one, which I'm in the process of doing at the moment. But the thing that I fell in love with and the thing that sold me more than anything else was the family attitude and the family environment, the peace and the quiet, the seclusion, the sanctuary, the place for safety and sanity, a place where I can go and not have to deal with Houston, Texas, not have to deal with the Texas Hill Country, not have to deal with the Zion crowds and the multitudes of people where it takes you 10 minutes to cross the road, to not have to deal with being so overdeveloped that I'm going to be forced to move in 25 years because my property values have quadrupled again, and it's beyond my means and capacity to maintain the lifestyle that I've worked so hard to afford. You know, so from my experience out here, the thing that I absolutely love the most about this ranch is that family environment, that let's keep this family friendly, let's keep this doable for everyone here. And that's my experience for this ranch. And thank you for your question and your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Jeff and Tina, you had your hand up.
I think I misunderstood the question. I thought she was just asking about the experience on the roads. So I wanted to reiterate and answer some more if I could. Our experience was we came out here on long weekends, stayed in 4 different cabins on different trips. We loved it here, and every time we went home, we asked ourselves, why are we leaving? So that was when we decided to move here. I frantically sold everything and packed everything, and we moved shortly thereafter. We've been here ever since. Built our own house, and we'd rather not even leave the ranch. We're up for hire if anybody wants help doing anything. Other than that, I want to comment on Kevin's comment about peace and quiet. It's really quiet until I can hear my neighbor half a mile away having a conversation on their deck, or their rooster's crowing, or their dog barking. But other than that, I love the dark. I love it when it's no moon and you can see the millions of stars outside and not see this hen in front of your face. But we love it out here and we're never leaving. So thank you.
Thanks. All right. Other questions? I'm going to throw one out if there aren't any other specifics. If you were going to pick one thing to change about the ranch currently, doesn't matter what it is, big change, little change, you only get to pick one, what would that one thing be? Dale Clarkson?
The thing I would change is to better communication so that everybody knows what's happening. I wrote 4 letters to the organization and received no response. No answer, no nothing. I think we need to have better communication. And in hearing all these things, I'm delighted and hope all of you enjoy what we created out of wilderness in Deer Springs Ranch. I'm very delighted at what was created and where we are today, but it's still going to get better. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Tina?
I would change reallocating some of the budget, or a lot of the budget, and focus more on the roads, because that is what 100% of the membership use. Only a small percentage use cabins, small percentage use the common space, the water, but everyone uses the roads. So I would reallocate some of the money towards roads.
Don Cox?
I think, just to keep it simple, I'd like to see more campouts and Western music played. And give us that old family togetherness.
Thank you, Don. Brent Fulmer.
I'd like to see more member involvement in everything that goes on at Deer Springs Ranch.
Thank you, Brent. Terry, I keep trying. I know you can't speak, but I keep trying. Jackie Grant. Kate Hoff.
I think I would go with, it kind of ties everything together, but communication about the work and stuff that is going on at the ranch. I know that there's a ton being done by a ranch manager, a ton being done by Brent, a ton being done by Larry, but I don't think all the time that people are aware of everything that is being done and how it needs to be done. So, again, I kind of like what Dale was saying about communication, but communication about what is being done at the ranch, I think, would be really important for the members. And I think that would support the membership involvement that Brent was talking about. So,
thank you. Cindy Olson.
It's tough that you're pinning me down to one thing, Michael, because you know I'm working on a lot. But
one.
if I could snap my fingers, the one thing, I think I would like to see the headquarters. I know that Kirk has some plans for it. I'd love to see those come to fruition. I'd love to see the headquarters become less Deliverance and more Lonesome Dove.
Thank you, Cindy. Kevin, Paul?
I kind of want to jump in with Kate and Brent. You know, fostering civic pride and pride in ownership and partnering with the membership to improve this ranch. You know, of course, that does require the communications. It does require getting together. You know, we've had things that get done. We had last year, the Podunk had a road project, and Cindy and I were the only two people that don't live in Podunk that showed up to help. You know, and it's like, why is that? You know, is it solely communication, or is there division between I'm a Podunker, or I'm a Crawford, or I'm a Broad Hollow, or I'm a Slider, or, I mean, what is that? Why aren't we just ranchers, and why aren't we all working together? And I think that if there's one thing that I can change, I would like to see that old family environment, like Don was saying. You know, what does it take to get us all on the same page? And I would like to see that fostered and promoted. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Kurt Jacobson again. Maybe it's Dan. I don't know.
Which one? No, this is really Kurt this time.
All right.
I, you know, after all is said and done, I really want to hold up the current board that's sitting right now. A lot of the suggestions that people are talking about, you know, a lot of money has been reallocated to roads. Larry put in, made three major improvements on Meadow Canyon Road that, and this is, you know, yes, communication needs to get better about the projects. But he replaced the culvert that's been giving us problem headaches for years at the Meadow Canyon Crawford Junction. He put in a new culvert about a half a mile north of that, and a 5-foot culvert at the back gate all before he went to Alaska. And those are major, major improvements to the roads. And he's given a lot of attention to Slide. Slide Canyon, I don't know. I asked him, I remember asking him, how far would $25,000 go in Slide Canyon? He goes, well, a lot more than the $25,000 we've never put there before. And, roads, I think, are being paid a lot more attention to, and headquarters. Brent and I are working on putting in the cattle guard and a new entry at headquarters. And Cindy's right. I do have a plan, and I do need to communicate it more. It does look a bit like Deliverance, and we need a banjo player, and we'll be all set there. But we are working towards these goals, and I agree with everybody on communication.
No question?
No.
Specific question? All right.
Sorry.
I just wanted to be sure that there wasn't a specific question.
Do we want to give Jeff a chance to pick one of his questions out of the five?
I was hoping he'd raise his hand, yes. Some of them have been answered as we've gone on. And I'll go through the list here since I've got it up and I've been kind of monitoring what it is. Why does DSROA exist? What are the goals of DSROA? Why do you want to be elected to the DSROA board? What are your goals if you're elected? And describe your ranch experience. So those were the barrage of questions. Before I ask another one, I was going to wait and see if anybody else had a specific question they wanted answered. All right. I'll throw this one out then. The board is broken up into segments. Cindy kind of alluded to it. President, vice president, treasurer, membership, roads. You're wanting to be elected to the board, and you know what positions there are. Are you eyeing a specific position? What do you feel you are the most qualified to do if you're elected? Dale, we'll start with you.
I think the main thing on the mic is years of experience as to what's really happened at the ranch over the last 40 years. I'm upset because some cabins we built were torn down. Saddles we had were sold or given away. Different things have been done without ownership mentality that covers years of experience and what happened when someone new comes on the board and has a personal itch that they don't consider the things that members have voted on and considered, you know, during the last 40 years.
Water.
So it's just, I think water is our biggest item right now, and my concern goes back to we need some funding for headquarters and all the other things. Hopefully we can do it.
So there are seven positions on the board: president, treasurer, director of membership, roads. Do you have one specific that you feel you are best qualified for? Was this a question?
It would be the physical plant. And the land and water assets of the company.
Agricultural.
Very serious. Well, even perfect. Much more than agriculture. I think the fields, the water, the legal requirements that we're facing can only be dealt with by someone who has the background of the ranch during the last 30 or 40 years.
Thank you, Dale. Tina Collins?
I believe that it's up to the collective of the newly elected board to get together and decide who is best for each position after the election. But my expertise is in, I think infrastructure is the right word, I'm not sure, but the cabins, the maintenance, the upkeep of headquarters, the maintenance part, the hands-on hard work, blue-collar kind of thing. I don't know what category that would be in, so I don't know how to answer.
I understand. That's fine. Just answer the best you can. Basically, my question is about, you know, we're going to sit down as a board after the election, and we're going to look at the various duties and responsibilities, and you kind of know what those are. They're on the website. You can read them. If you were to pick one when you sat down with the rest of everybody else and said, you know, I think I can do this, and I think I can do a good job of it, that's kind of the question I'm after. Dan Cox? Don, I'm sorry, not Dan. Don, forgive me.
Okay. You know, I'm really versatile there. I'd like to think that I'm the cleanup batter. Whatever needs to be done, I can do it. But, I mean, I have the construction. I have the heavy equipment. There's things that I can do. I was on the board before, and the ranch had a stock trailer that was bad, and they just wanted to give it away. And when I was on the board, I thought, you know, that's silly. I had a guy that owed me money. He was a welder, a professional welder. And so I had him take that stock trailer down there, and he welded up, reinforced it and everything up. And I think we got another 5 years out of it. And so, like I said, I'm versatile. I can do just about anything. As a quorum, whatever they assign me to do, I can run with it. I'm willing to do anything. I just want to see us pull together. And I want to say the quorum that we have now, I think they've done a super job. But sometimes there needs to be new blood that comes in and new visions and stuff like that. And I think that just makes it a better association. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Don. Brent Fulmer.
In 1968, when I realized I was a failure in college, I went and volunteered for the draft. Everybody told me that was the stupidest thing I could possibly do. I should join, and then I could pick a field and go wherever. I chose to just see what happened and go where they sent me. That's how I look at this. I'm not looking to go to for any position on the board. What I'm looking at is I will serve to the best of my ability whatever position I end up filling.
Thank you, Brent. Jerry Glover?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah! Sweet, I figured it out. Sorry.
You're good.
So to answer this question, I'm kind of the same way there with them as I don't know how you would manage my skills that I would bring to the board, but I would love to serve in any aspect that I could. I think that handling chaos and being able to manage a lot of different types of individual personalities is one of my strong points. So I feel like I can listen really well, and that would be a big plus. I think that everybody on the board and the of directors has done a very good job of that. Every time I've gone to Kurt for anything, he's been responsive. So I think that he's set a good example in that manner for the rest of us to follow and try to be versatile in that way.
I'm going to interrupt my question for just a minute and give you just a couple of more minutes, Jerry, if you want to pick off like everyone else did and give a little bit about you, or if you're good with everybody else has had a few more minutes than you have. So if you want two or three more minutes, go ahead.
Well, I'm all right. I don't think anybody needs to hear much more from me other than what they've, you know, heard in writing on the
on the, but for those that didn't get that newsletter, my name is Jerry Glover. I originate from Orderville, Utah. My dad's from Kanab and my mom's from Orderville. So I'm a local boy. I've been around Deer Springs for the last 40 years. I have been involved in, membership in Deer Springs for the last 3 years. My wife and I bought lot 12 from Randy and Karen Fry 3 years ago. And we have absolutely loved our time out of the ranch. And we just hope that we can be able to continue to enjoy it. And whatever the board decides on this matter with the LLC and how Dale's going to move forward with his vision, I think we can accomplish that with respect and love and kindness, and also work out the legalities of it as we move forward with honest and clear communication. And so, yeah, that's basically kind of what I wanted to say. Everybody, I wanted to say thank you to everybody else. I've kind of just been trying to get on here and talk, but I wasn't able to, but I've been listening, and I want to say thanks to everybody because this is awesome. I've been here for 4 years actively or 3 years actively, and this is the most I've seen about participation. This is awesome. I love it. So I think we should just keep it up.
Thank you, Jerry. Kate Huff.
So as you can see by that little presentation I did, I'm really interested in the roads and managing projects there. So if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with the roads. But I feel like I've had experience in all the others. The one I don't really want would probably be secretary and treasurer. The one you're fulfilling right now, Mike, I'm fine with the money side of things, but, yeah, and I can do them like everybody else. I'll go where I need to be served, but if I had a choice, it'd probably be roads or membership.
Thank you, Kate. Cindy Olson?
Thanks for a direct answer, Kate. I can see you as president, but, you know, we'll leave that for now. I would be most interested in secretary. I would be willing to do president again. I would like to hear from the board that I have worked with so far and take their recommendation on that. But president, secretary, I would consider membership director as well, although I'm not sure I'm warm and fuzzy enough for that. As far as the other, as far as roads, infrastructure and agriculture, I don't feel qualified. I'm still learning about the ranch, and I don't have a background in those things. So don't fear. If you vote for me, I will be probably secretary, maybe president again if the rest of the board wants that of me, or possibly membership director. So
thank you.
There you go.
Kevin Poole.
Well, the question, what are you most suited for? Having experience in managing large projects, you know, coordinating men, material, movement of equipment, you know, the flow of work and massive projects, I have a history in that. So obviously that would play into roads well. I also have a large background in working with volunteers and 501c nonprofits. I could do the membership job. Would be willing to take on any of the other positions, although I can absolutely promise you, you do not want me as your secretary. I'm horrific with note-taking and things of that nature. And there's a real good reason that I hired CPAs and accountants, because I am neither. So you don't want me as your treasurer either. Those are not my strong suits. But any other position out there, I mean, I'm not the water guy. It would be a massive learning curve. I believe horses for courses is your best plan. You know your weaknesses better than your strengths. So, you know, I would say that wherever you want me to serve, I will serve, and I'll do the best that I could possibly do in that capacity. But you, fair warning, if you put me as secretary or treasurer, you might not like the results. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Anyone else with questions? Nobody's taking the bait. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap this up if there are no other questions. I don't know how y'all feel. I felt this was actually very more successful than I thought it was going to be. I think it went well. I got to learn a little bit about some of the other candidates, the things that I didn't know. So I hope others got to take that away as well. So if there is nothing else, we'll stop the recording. And, oh, hang on. Kevin Ballard, go ahead.
May not exactly be the time and place for this, but I do have a question that's unrelated, but it is related to the annual meeting. So, and one other thing, too, I really appreciate this as well because I get to see some comments and commentary that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. I have a conflicting meeting at the beginning of our annual meeting. I won't be able to be there till later in the afternoon. But I was hoping to have a horse-drawn wagon there and provide some wagon rides and things like that if it was of interest. It would be towards the middle or end of the day. And so if people want to give feedback as to whether that's something they would like, then I can do that if you want. So that's it.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Anybody else?
This is Kate again. Just real quick. Kevin, I'd be interested in the wagon rides and stuff, so I don't know how you want to get that feedback. But and then I just wanted to thank the current board for the putting this together early. I like what Cindy said. I was thinking of making the same suggestion. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to have everybody mail in their ballots and then get to meet everybody. So I appreciate having this done early enough that people could participate, and hopefully this continues in the future so that – I think once you get the word out, you might even get more participation than you had today. So thanks, Ford.
Thank you. All right. If there's nothing further, we'll go ahead and stop the recording and end the meeting. Thank you, everybody, for your time. Appreciate it. Oh, Kurt Jacobson.
Yeah.
You're the mayor.
Dan Ward here. Thank you very much. You did a great job.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Yep. You all have a good evening.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.